precious time when time is new.
Looking for something fun to share with your kids? Well, we've got the founding members of the Q Brothers, GQ and JQ, with us.
Hey, G.
Hi, how are you both?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Okay, so first of all, what is Q Brothers for people that don't know what it is?
Q Brothers is a collective of artists that began with me and my brother G, who are actual brothers, and now includes some of our best friends, Pasto and Jackson. And we create theater, hip hop, theater and albums and all kinds of stuff, you know, just we're creating.
We've been rewriting classics into hip hop musicals for almost 20 years now, or for over 20 years, I should say.
Well, JQ, how did you first come up with this idea?
Well, you know, it pays to have a brother who's super creative. So I just mostly rode his coattails really well. That's what I do.
So GQ, did you always have the theater bug and the performance bug as well?
Not until later in my life, compared to most people who are in the theater. I was always playing basketball and lacrosse and really in the sports. And then my senior year in high school, I decided to audition for the spring musical, and I got the part of the Scarecrow in The Wiz. And then that, like, changed, that kind of, like, my life took a whole new path at that point.
I'm guessing that this, I mean, Mother's Day is this weekend. I'm guessing that this makes your mother and your parents very happy that you two get along so well, that not only are you willing to work together, but you're doing a creative endeavor together. Have you always gotten along so well, JQ?
Yeah, most of the time, you know, we have. You know, there's times when you're younger and you're a little more headstrong and you want your idea heard a little more when you're collaborating with someone. But, you know, we've reached a point in our age where we kind of just embrace each other's strengths and weaknesses and say, you know, this is our team and we like our team.
And you're really well known for a holiday performance that you do. I mean, can you describe that, GQ?
We've been doing a version of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol for about 7 years now, every year in Chicago, and it's always a big hit, and you know, it's something we're psyched to do. We started out adapting Shakespeare, and we veered off into Dickens with that one, and since we translated what's not a play and what was like a novella, we tried something new, and it's really fun. It's really cool.
And JQ, it takes a special person to be able to connect with kids. Was this something that you guys set out to do initially, that you definitely wanted to perform mainly to an audience of young people?
No, you know, we weren't. And, you know, part of it is that I'm a dad. I have three kids of my own now. And so I want to share my art with them. And, you know, that's kind of a common story you hear with artists that end up doing kid stuff. But for us, it actually happened earlier because a friend of ours was producing the kids section of Lollapalooza and said, you know, I want some music there that's not for kids and that's not, you know, targeted for kids because kids can smell that. So I just want some family-friendly hip-hop. And he had heard a record that me and G wrote that was pretty family-friendly, and he just fell in love with it and invited us to be a part of that. And then it became this whole avenue for our careers that we didn't intend prior to that.
And GQ, this is your full-time line of work?
Yes, we've been very, very blessed. We're very grateful to have been creating for 20 years now as our gig. So, I mean, it runs the gamut. We're hustlers. I mean, we make music. We write plays. We've written movies. We've written TV shows. We've been in movies and TV shows. We've had entire careers in Hollywood. We started a new family business that has nothing to do with entertainment.
Speaking of your family business, I think I know it. It's the apothecary in Lincoln Square, right?
Yeah. Murray's Apothecary is our family business. It's, you know, been in Chicago since 1875, and it's been in our family since 1972. And, it's a really special place for people around the world, but especially in Chicago.
Well, I think I've spoken to your father a couple of times when I've been buying things inside of Mertz Apothecary in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. And he's very, very proud of both of you. And I think that's pretty incredible. Of course, right now, JQ, you guys aren't performing at all. So how have you guys kind of pivoted with everything and this pandemic?
Fortunately, we had this album done, this album Buggin'. Fortunately, we had it done prior to this the pandemic, and so we have something to promote and we have a product, but also we've started doing a lot of live streams. So we do a little DJ set every Friday afternoon. We just finished this afternoon for the kids, and then on Saturday nights we do a DJ set of adult music, and then on Tuesday nights me and G and the other two guys have a alter ego called the Rap Pack, and we do a live stream where we create a song live in 2 hours. We take audience suggestions and we create a song from beginning to end. I make the beat, they record their parts, they send it to me, and you can watch me mix and all of us collaborate live, and then in the end we have a song.
Well, that's incredible, and that's a lot. You guys sound really busy. We might have to go break that down a little bit, but first let's talk about you said this album that's you guys just dropped. It's called Buggin', and I believe producer Jasmine has a sample.
It was a nice morning, relaxed and calm, rolling through the grocery store with my mom. It was pizza night, so we bought pizza dough. I wanted chocolate at the checkout, but my mom said
no.
Ooh, and I feel it begin. I'm starting to get mad and I try to keep it in. I hear a buzzing and a clicking, a shout and a moan, then antenna just sprout from my dome. Mom says don't beg, I just grew 6 legs. I'm buzzing and mean mugging. My mom says chill, but it's too late because I'm bugging.
Okay, I feel like a lot of kids can relate to that. So tell me a little bit.
I feel like a lot of parents can relate to that too.
Absolutely. So tell me, GQ, tell me what was the inspiration behind the song? It sounds like there's a lot of struggle happening inside the grocery store as parents and kids don't want necessarily the same things.
I'm the only one in the group who doesn't have kids, so that's, you shouldn't ask me that question.
Okay.
I'm probably the one bugging, going, give me, I'd probably be like, yeah, you have the chocolate, let's all eat it.
You're the adult kid. Okay, JQ, JQ, you've got 3 kids, so let's, you answer that. What was the inspiration?
Well, you know, we've always been fans of wordplay, and obviously we started translating Shakespeare into hip-hop, so, you know, he was the king of wordplay. So for us, taking what we know about words and bending the English language, we love the idea of all the ways you can be bugging. So that first verse is about bugging when you want something and you can't have it and a kid throws a tantrum. The next verse is about your friend coming over for a sleepover and you start freaking out and jumping around and squealing, and that's a different kind of bugging. But we love it because when the kids go crazy, they sprout antenna and they grow wings and they get 6 legs. And so it's fun for the kids to learn what a hexapod is, and it's fun, and probably the parents didn't know what a hexapod is either, to be honest. But it's fun to just use the word bugging in many ways, you know.
So the kid actually literally becomes a bug.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is an awesome shelter-in-place soundtrack. What else is on the album?
We got a song about lemonade, where you're like, it's sort of like a classic hip-hop trying to make some money on your block hustler song, but it's about a kid who's a young entrepreneur who started a lemonade stand.
Uh-huh.
What else, G? Oh, G, tell them about Talking Trash.
Talking Trash. There's a song called Talking Trash that is like really aggressive and sounds super confrontational, but it's all about not wanting to do the one chore of taking out the trash because it's so gross and nasty.
And it's about composting and sustainability as well.
And JQ, I hear that there's you've got some kid collaborators on the record as well.
Yeah, we had finished the record and we were kind of like, something's missing. You know, we wanted like the fun of being in the booth where we make songs with kids at Kidzapalooza every year for the past 15 years. We wanted some of that fun in there and it wasn't quite captured. So I had all of the kids from our family and a couple friends, I had them record various things and have the parents ask them things and record them. And they sent them all to me and I chopped them up and sprinkled those throughout the whole record. So you have these kids saying hilarious things like my 3-year-old daughter saying, "This is real hip hop," you know, which is really funny to hear.
Well, speaking of your daughter, children can sometimes be the best and the worst critics for their parents. So JQ, what do your children think about the album and your music?
Nonstop. They will not let me put on anything else right
really?
Now. And they have memorized the album front to back. In fact, so well, I wasn't sure we were going to be able to do it, but I have shot a video for Lemonade featuring my kids, where they're lip syncing all the lyrics and singing all the lyrics, and it's going to be awesome.
Okay, wow. So that's a big endorsement then. So to have your own kids say that it's really good and listen to the album nonstop.
Well, that was like this. That's how our standard of what we create is. It's like, hey, would JJ love this song? Cora would love this song, and all the guys started talking about, oh, my kid would go crazy for this kind of song. Like it's like no one knows the children's taste better than we do, and so we wanted it. We pretty much created it for them, you know. And then because the perspective of a child is universal, then it works on more levels way beyond your own insular family.
Because
as far as you had mentioned children's contributions, we have a 7-year-old, the designer of our album cover is a 7-year-old kid from Chicago, and one of our videos was created by a 12-year-old kid from Chicago, and none of that was planned. That happened organically and kind of like out of left field, and we did not expect it, and we just embraced it and started we wanted to have an album cover contest because we have a bunch of friends who are graphic designers, and we're like, let's put it on Facebook and see what designer friends of ours are like. Yeah, I'll do it, and we'll give them a Q Brothers hoodie. Well, all the submissions started coming in, and they were not from anyone we expected. They were from kids, and then it started to be hundreds and hundreds of kids, and we were like, wow, this is awesome.
Well, that is fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so guys, tell us where we go for parents and kids to download this album and get it.
You can download it on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and you can stream it anywhere that music streams, on Spotify, on Apple Music, anywhere you go, any store online, just put in Q Brothers Buggin' and it should pop right up. And right now we just jumped out. This is our release week and we jumped into the top 10 on the iTunes Kids chart. So this is a big deal.
Well,
so
that's fantastic.
Cool.
Top 10 on the iTunes Kids charts. This is the Q Brothers. We've got JQ and GQ and their website is QBrothersOfficial.com. Thanks guys so much for being with us. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You as well.